I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Figaro. I didn't know this was Queen.
I'm just a poor boy,
nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family.
So, obviously, the movie's named Bohemian Rhapsody. Queen is your artist of the day. Did their manager really say this song would never work?
One of them was not happy with the song because it was 6 minutes long. They're like, no. And Queen said yes. The manager said no. The rest is history.
It's like six songs in one. And I've always said to Rod, and we've discussed Queen or this song in particular.
Like, what is it?
I wish, well, it's
is
rock.
Is it opera?
It's,
is it rock?
It's like a rock opera. But I always wondered what was going through Freddie Mercury's head when he wrote it. You've got to be a special kind of genius to hear that in your head.
That's the word that I use with my children. I said he was a genius.
Yeah, I saw a thing one time that had a Bohemian Rhapsody written, produced, and recorded by Freddie Mercury and Queen. Mm-hmm. And then it said, what's her name? Beyonce put a ring on it. Or if you like it, you should have put a ring on it. And it had like nine people that wrote the song and like four other people that produced it and all this stuff. And, there's six lyrics in that song that just repeat and repeat.
Oh, sing it, ladies. Yeah.
I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, he was a genius. There is no... And I think that's why I like the movie. I love all of these types of movies, these kind of biopic movies, Scott, that show you, you know, you hear that song on the radio and maybe you don't think that much about it. That show you just the origin and the genesis of the genius that is this thing that we have enjoyed.
I didn't realize, I've seen the preview on the TV 100 times where they're in the office and the manager says, you know, the song goes on forever. And Freddie Mercury makes a comment about, you know, if you think 6 minutes is forever, I feel sorry for your wife. The manager.
He said that.
The manager at the desk.
Yeah.
Is Michael Myers.
You've got to be kidding me.
No.
Okay, listen. I saw Michael Myers in the credits, and I was like, oh, Mike Myers is in this. Okay, cool. And it just occurred to me, I never saw Mike Myers in the film.
He's the manager that's sitting at that desk.
Okay, well, he looks...
Someone told me that next time I saw the preview, like I was Mike Myers. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
they I mean, he's gotten heavy anyways, but, you know, with the makeup or whatever, yeah.
He does not look like Mike Myers. That's awesome.
That's who it is.
So, yeah, go check it out. Loved it.
It's a six-minute-long song. Oh, 6 minutes is a long time to you. I feel sorry for your wife.
Yeah, it was it's classic. And stay down. We have so many things to talk about today, and some of them are depressing, so some of them we're just going to mention. They're not necessarily topics, but like this one I posted on the Facebook page, Scott, with the couple... That just got married.
Oh, did you hear about this,
wow.
Rod? Oh, listen to this. Oh, my word. It's really sad, actually. A newly cute couple, too.
Darn.
Young and in love, you can tell. A newlywed couple died early yesterday after the helicopter carrying them from their wedding crashed in Uvalde, Texas. Will Byler and Bailey Ackerman Byer were both seniors at Sam Houston State University, and news of their death was first reported by the university's independent student newspaper, The Houstonian.
It shows them walking off into the sunset toward this hell. There's video.
Yeah.
Because they had just, when we say just got married, I don't mean like 4 hours prior.
They were leaving from their wedding in their wedding dress and tuxedo.
They said their vows in the dress and tuxedo. I do, we now pronounce man and wife, and then they walk out toward this waiting helicopter.
Through like a walkway of fireworks shooting out of these canisters.
Yeah, the photographer's there and everybody's smiling and waving. I don't trust those things, Scott. I don't try. I've always said I don't trust those things. I'm sorry I don't. I got this close in Hawaii.
Oh, really?
What's the worst that could happen? It drops like a rock out of the sky. That's the worst that happens.
Into a molten volcano.
I'm like, no, let's just go play golf again.
I mean, that's just sad.
It's horrible.
So seriously, they got married and they didn't even make it to the reception.
Seconds after they got married.
They had set up like these little cylinder canisters that if you, you know, when you lit them, it shot out sparks and stuff.
Right.
And there was a walkway that was lined with all these cylinder canisters shooting out sparks. It was very pretty and very nice. And you see the photographer photographing them from behind as they're walking through this walkway of spark, okay? On the other end of this walkway of spark is the helicopter.
It shows them bored. And it shows the helicopter lift, and then, you know, everyone's like, woo, yeah, congratulations.
And then the video stops.
And then the video stops.
Of course, you're not going to show the next part. Somebody says, wow, I had a good day, and now y'all are making me cry.
Well, there's just like four things in the stack that I just, and we posted that on social media. God, there's this teacher.
I'm going somewhere else.
Because these aren't topics. We're all like anti-dying in a fiery helicopter crash. There's no topic there. We just want to pass this stuff along.
CNN Business is reporting out of New York, and another sign of the times for retail. Lowe's is announcing today they are closing 51 stores. Lowe's said today that those locations are underperforming. The decision will help the hardware chain focus on its more profitable stores, says CEO Marvin Ellison. The store closures are a necessary step in our strategic reassessment. Translation, it's not going as well as we had thought. Lowe's is struggling to keep up with Home Depot, apparently. Last year, Home Depot's revenue hit more than $100 billion, while Lowe's sales were below $70 billion.
That's not, you know what it is? It's the self-checkout.
What?
It's the self-checkout. I guarantee it. If you gave me two stores side by side, and that Lowe's, the Lowe's by my house, has that Satan self-checkout that I... Two thumbs up every time I walk by it.
Those are middle fingers.
Right. That's what it is. That's why they're failing.
I don't think that's right.
If I need to buy lumber, I'm just going where's... Don't you just go to the one that's closer? Be honest.
You don't purchase lumber in a self-checkout. That's not possible.
But don't you just go to the one that's... Let's say you need screws.
I do.
And paint and a hammer and whatever. We have a Home Depot on 135th. We have a Lowe's by my house. I'm not driving all the way to 135th to go to the orange store when the blue store is right by my house. They sell the exact same stuff.
There's a Home Depot 5 miles from my house in Merriam. There's a Lowe's less than 1 mile from my house, and I will go to Lowe's because to me, I don't mean any disrespect. I don't think they're a client, so I'm not hopefully not rubbing.
Same thing.
It's basically the same store.
Except for the orange and the blue.
Yeah.
So you go to the one that's closer?
I always go to the one that's closer.
Now, if I'm on 135th anyway, and I'm like, oh,
Home Depot is self-checkout, everybody's saying, too.
I'm out of light bulbs. Then I'll wander in.
Yeah, but I can't remember, and it's not because I don't like Home Depot. Home Depot's fine.
It's fine.
I just don't live near a Home Depot, and I guess I do, but it's more than 4 miles away from my house.
You're not going to drive 4 miles
to where the Lowe's.
Way.
Well, no, it's actually five, but the Lowe's is about a mile from my house.
Here's why those stores aren't going to go away. And I believe this, despite Amazon and all of the other options out there. If you need home improvement items for your home.
You want to see it.
You want to see it. You want to touch it. If it's paint, are you kidding me? Good luck buying a paint color online. I mean,
no.
There's no way. Number one. Number two, some of the items in a home improvement store are large, like shower doors, tile.
Washing machines.
You aren't going to have someone ship you 10 pallets of tile, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, the hardware store is going to be the last brick-and-mortar thing to go. You got to go in there to get your big, heavy, bulky stuff.
You know what I've always been amazed at is, and there are plenty, there are smaller hardware stores throughout the area. Of course, you have Westlake here in town, and they're pretty local. But there are two, there's one in particular over here on Johnson Drive. It's a little mom-and-pop hardware store.
I love it.
I've been amazed, and I do try to shop there when I can, because they're nestled between a Lowe's in Roland Park and a Home Depot in Merriam, and somehow, some way,
it's a true value.
Is it a true value?
It's a little true value.
You're right. They're able to stay in business.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me.
There's little, I think Houston's used to be in Prairie Village, if it's still there. It's like the one down on Southwest Boulevard that everybody goes to, Strasser's.
Mm-hmm.
It's quicker to go in the little stores.
True.
And the old guy that's in there, that's been there for 48 years, can tell you exactly what to do and what you need to accomplish
because
whatever goal you have.
Because he stocked it.
Correct.
Yeah. 576-7798. So Lowe's is closing 51 stores. Two of them are in Missouri. None in Kansas, by the way. Two in Missouri, but they're nowhere near here. So I guess Lowe's is doing fine in Kansas City area. Don't forget, tomorrow is Election Day. I know we've been saying it a lot today, but it's important. I don't care what side of the aisle you fall on. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. Polls open in Missouri tomorrow at 6. They open at 7 in Kansas, and they close the same time, 7 o'clock, on both sides of the state line. We will begin coverage tomorrow night during Jonathan Weir's program as the votes start calling in or coming in. 576-7798. If you'd like to join us on the program today, Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ. Hey, Scott here from my friends at KC Smile. Over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done unbelievable transformations for people who were unhappy with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph sessions with the grandchildren. I know there are moms out there, and you have put everything ahead of yourselves. The kids are grown up, they're out of the house, and it's time for you to do something for yourself. Why not spoil yourself with a beautiful new smile? Dr. Headley's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Went out and visited with him and his staff last week. They're fantastic. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that will show you how your procedure. It's a pain-free process. And most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com.
He looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive.
Somebody writes in, Parks, quick correction. You said Kansas opens at 7, Missouri opens at 6. It's the other way around. No, it's not. Missouri opens at 6.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive. Like 99.9. If Weinbaum's still out there. No? Okay. I'll double check it, Texter. And if I'm wrong, of course I'll correct it. But I am almost positive I had it right with Missouri at 6 in the morning, Kansas at 7. Can you double check that for me if you get a free second? Mm-hmm. But no, because that would be a huge mistake on my part. When do polls open in Missouri? You got Kansas, okay?
Kansas.
I have it here.
Kansas is 7.
7 o'clock. That's what I thought. I thought it was 6 for Missouri, 7 for Kansas.
Actually, state law requires that polling places open at 7 and close at 7.
State law requires that?
State mm-hmm. law requires, in Kansas anyway.
Okay. Yeah. So I think I was right. Missouri opens at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Kansas opens at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Both states close at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and that is when we will begin our election coverage. I've been covering a lot of elections, and I always remembered Missouri opened an hour earlier.
And if you're in line, you get to vote, correct?
I believe if you are in line before the clock strikes 7 o'clock, they have to legally allow you to come in and vote. They have to keep that poll open. Now, if they stop the line and you come running up at 7:01, you miss the window.
No vote for you.
No vote for you. No vote. And by the way, in Kansas, it's really not a big ballot. Somebody said I was out of my mind. There was no Shawnee Mission question. Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't remember if there was or wasn't. Maybe it was on a previous
ballot. The
longest
thing about the Kansas ballot, honestly, is the judges. 10 judges.
Yeah.
10 or 12 of them. My good Lord. Someone on the text line earlier, and I tend to agree with this, says it is maddening that we allow the public to vote in or out the judges. 98% of the people have no idea which way to vote. And I wrote back, it's probably closer than 99.
Yeah.
99.5. We should allow the attorneys only to vote for the members of the bar should be able to vote for the judges. Now,
No.
I don't like that. Uh-uh. And I wrote back, I agree with you because the public has no idea, nor does the public have the resources, the time, or the know-how to what go through every court case that some judges, times 13 judges.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way your average citizen can or would do that. Now, you want to look at the bar. Are they more knowledgeable about the judges? Yes. But would that be fair? I think the answer is no.
It would be way too easy to have a coup.
Right?
Well, and keep in mind, judges would then basically campaign
to the lawyers presenting the cases. You can't have that.
No, I'm not saying you take away a lawyer's...
I'm going to rule in your favor this one time. I'm not saying... You just got to remember, coming in November.
I think that's a bad idea. Although I would make the other argument, I think being people voting on whether or not a judge should stay in office is a bad idea. Here's a novel idea. Appoint a judge to the bench for 8 years.
And that's it.
After that, you gots to go.
Unless you get that idiot Judge Persky who gives the Stanford swimmer, you know, four days in jail for raping an unconscious woman.
And then
there has to be a mechanism to get them out.
Put a judge on the bench on the county level or the state appeals level or whatever for a total of 8 years.
Okay.
All right. So, lawyer Dana, I'm the governor. I'm going to put you on the bench and you're 50 years old.
Okay.
By the time 8 years expires, you're 58. You have to leave and go back into private practice. You can be reappointed in 4 years after that, but you have to go back out and practice law again.
Okay.
Now, if you make a really stupid decision that inflames the public, you know, giving a murderer 1 year in prison.
I still remember that judge's name. It wasn't even a local case.
I know. That was the Stanford swimmer case. You make a ridiculous decision like that, or the judge who sided with the affluenza kid down in Texas.
Correct.
Then there has to be a petition mechanism to have you removed from the bench.
Okay.
Are we fair?
I'm good.
See how easy government can be?
Right.
If you guys would just make me in charge of everything.
Make you Earth Czar?
Yes. I could solve these problems
Earth
for you.
It's very simple. Let's not do that.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
One state's race for governor heats up even more. That's next.
Call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation for landscape, hardscape, and yes, irrigation. Our lawn never looked better since we put that irrigation system in several months ago. We actually were able to grow grass, and we kept all of our new landscaping alive. Imagine that. You water it. Doesn't die on you. Call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. They will help you put in a clean, gorgeous landscaping design that will really make your home pop. And then let's talk about hardscape. You want to do a fireplace, a fire pit. They do all that stuff. Get on the schedule now. You might be wondering, in the winter, will they come out? Put a patio in for me. As long as the ground is not frozen rock solid, they absolutely will continue to do that work throughout the winter months. With an A+ BBB rating, by the way, Lightning Landscape and Irrigation, 913-441-3900, 913-441-3900, or lightning-landscape.com.
5:30 in Kansas City. From the KMBZ Newsroom, I'm Will Sterrett. The Republican candidate for Georgia governor has alleged with little evidence that Democrats sought to hack a voter database that'll be used in the elections tomorrow. Republican nominee Brian Kemp made the allegation just as reports emerged of a gaping vulnerability in the system that he controls as Secretary of State. Democrat Stacey Abrams says she believes her opponent, quote, cooked up the charge because he realizes once again he left the personal information of 6 million voters vulnerable, end quote. Records show that duck boat that sank on Table Rock Lake last year had the original water pump on board replaced with a less powerful system. The original pumps could clear 250 gallons a minute. While the capacity of these specific replacements isn't clear, Coast Guard records show many of those original pumps were replaced with systems that could pump only 20 gallons a minute. No comment from the boat's owner. A look at traffic and weather together next. It's 5:31.
Skies partly cloudy this evening. Our winds will be out of the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. and our low gets down to 39 degrees by tomorrow morning. A 30% chance of some showers starting to pop up in the afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be increasing clouds on Election Day. Most of us dry, but cool. High temperature of 53, even colder than that behind that. We'll look for a high temperature on Wednesday of only 44 degrees. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
Right now, 49 downtown. It's 50 at your official weather station. Midterm election coverage on KMBZ begins when the polls close tomorrow night. Presented by Wholesale Batteries. The right battery the first time. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
They were sort of a one-hit wonder, but their name was, I don't know if they're still around, Honeymoon Suite, here on Dana and Parks. Those of you just having kids, like Kara Markser and everybody, don't blink, it goes by real fast. Dana and I were just talking about this. I just got an email from Sarah's high school.
Here we go. Just yesterday, I was filling out this paperwork. I'm like, this is a long way away.
The deadline, Rod, to get the advertisement. You know, the thing now with the yearbooks is the parents can buy ads in the yearbook. Now, the one thing you don't want to do is not buy one if you can.
You don't want to be the only one without the photo of "We're so proud of you."
And they,
Tyler, look at what a fine young man you've grown
into.
And you can
get like a quarter page ad, a third page ad.
How much is the full page?
I'll go over that in a second.
Lay it on me.
This is a racket.
So does this mean a lower yearbook price for the kid?
It really comes down to how much do you love your kid.
Yeah, do you have a lot of love for your kid
or
a half page love?
An eighth of one page love in
they
your
don't
heart.
They don't have eighth page.
For your that's
smallest you can get is quarter page.
That's still pretty big.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Can we splice that in half for a discount?
Rodney, if you kind of love your kid but don't want them to feel left out in the yearbook, you can buy the quarter page.
No.
That will run you, you get one photograph and you can write 100 words to your child maximum.
Now, when he gets home, I'll tell him I like him.
For that quarter page, you will...
I don't need everyone else to know.
You will be writing a check for $125.
No, right? I will not.
Well, yes, you will. If you would like a third page ad, Rod, you can put 1 to 2 photographs in there, 150 words maximum.
Let me explain this to you, son.
No, let me give
Do you want to eat?
Do you want that dog to live or you want that dog to die?
Yeah. Do you want to have food in the house or do you want your picture?
We're either feeding the dog
for a year.
You want
me to get a quarter page?
The third page ad, Rod, costs $175.
Will the school allow me to post a picture of my middle finger?
For a half page ad.
Very concise.
You get 3 to 4 photographs, $225. Now, Rod, you really love your child, right? So you want to show the whole world that reads the yearbook 20 years from now and doesn't remember who your kid is, that that child was loved. A full page ad.
No, I really don't care.
A full page ad in the yearbook can include 5 to 9 photographs, 300 words.
Wow.
And the hashtag get over yourself.
And will set you back $325.
No, it will not set me back that because they're in a damn way in hell I'm doing that.
We would like pages 126 through 128. Our child's exceptional.
I was just thinking that. I graduated. My graduating class was nearly 700 students.
Right.
Yep. Can you imagine how thick the yearbook would be?
Well,
they're huge.
Their class is like 250.
They're encyclopedic.
It's more than that. It's probably 350.
So you're looking at like a solid, 75 pages of just ads?
The graduating class I was supposed to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
Was a little over 1,000 kids.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like having the dictionary when you get out that yearbook.
When did this become a thing?
It didn't.
After we were gone.
No, when soccer moms started going, you know what? I love my kid more. There's no way you're more competitive than me, and I love my child more.
3-page ad. Here's 1,000.
And see, here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with you. Don't leave me, Rod. You stay with me. I know you and Joe did yours together.
We did.
I don't foresee an opportunity where Sean and I are going to do it together.
No, you'd have to talk for that to happen.
Well, you're not going to have like one ad on page 56 and one ad on page 73, are you?
I got to thinking about this for divorced couples, especially those that don't talk very much anymore. This, my first thought was, she better not buy a bigger ad than I buy.
That or you can just buy the tiny one and use your words to say, what your mother said, love, dad.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
See? Problem solved.
What she said.
Well, your mom spent my child support money on this anyway, so.
I technically paid for her. I technically paid for both of these.
God, I'm going to hear it.
P.S. Your mom's probably lying.
I will tell you.
Everything she told you.
Stop.
I loved Will Starrett. I know everyone's going to make fun of me, and that's absolutely fine. I think we did a quarter page, and I love.
Oh, so you don't love your child very much.
I love that ad.
A quarter as much as some of the other mothers. Sure.
That's only one photo.
A quarter of the love. And we did one photo with him. With his late grandfather as a child. He was probably 4 years old in the photo. And then a photo of him when he was accepted to, he's got his little KU acceptance letter. Mm. And we put those side by side. And
that's cute.
I wrote something very sweet and meaningful. And I love that ad. You want that in the yearbook, even if that yearbook goes in a closet.
But they guilt you into paying them all this money. This is a racket. Oh,
wait until you see the graduation ridiculousness that comes on like a 4-page pamphlet, okay? All of the crap that someone thinks you will buy to commemorate really what is the baseline accomplishment in this day and age in America. Let's be honest. You graduated, you're kind of expected to do that. But if you want to buy a mug, a tassel, a beanie hat, a golf hat, what? A sweatshirt, sweatpants, Scott, you won't believe it. You will not believe the crap they will try to get you to buy with 2018 on it, 2019. Yay, graduate 2019.
That you'll never wear if you go to college.
We didn't buy any of it. We didn't buy any
of it. Here's the thing, guys. When we were younger, and not to go all old guy on you, and back in my day,
you'd get a tassel.
You would buy the tassel, rent the hat board and the robe, and then you got to keep the tassel but turn everything else back in.
Yes.
And then maybe if your parents really liked you and you swore to them you would wear it someday, they might get you a class ring.
That you would never wear again.
That you never wear.
That were ridiculously expensive.
When was the last time you saw somebody wearing their high school graduation ring?
I wore mine to my high school reunion, but that was probably the first time in... That was... My 10-year reunion, it was probably the first time in 9 years that I had worn it.
If you're on a state championship football team, maybe, for a reunion, something like that, okay?
Well,
if you are in a private all-girls school and you get your ring from St. Teresa's, that's a thing. There's a big ring ceremony. Everybody has the same ring. But do you wear that into adulthood? The answer is no.
I bought a letter jacket when I was a junior or senior, I can't remember. And I wore it, like, religiously every day to high school.
Yes.
But then I don't think I ever wore it again until 2 years ago.
Weirdo.
When we did a show up in Leavenworth, and as a joke, everybody was supposed to wear their old football jerseys and letter jackets.
He was dying put it on.
I broke that son of a out, and I wore that thing with so much pride.
I would do the same thing.
Yep.
I'm telling you, it is no longer about the ring. Then with the invitations, which, by the way, we also did not do, you can buy foil-lined envelopes with monogrammed, you know, on the invitation, her monogram. Scott, you will not believe.
Oh, yeah.
The stuff they will try to get you to buy. And that's not the school. That's through a third-party vendor.
It is like wedding invitation-level stationery that they want you to buy for these.
Yes.
Now, this is getting ridiculous.
And we said no. Do you know what we did? We bought 10. And we sent one to the grandparents,
Yeah.
We kept one.
To
we
the
sent
people
one of
who
the
you actually want to show up. I didn't get one because I didn't think you wanted me to be there.
I don't want to sit there anyway. Why would you want to sit there?
No. I went to his graduation party for about 30 minutes.
Love, that's where you want people to go.
Yeah. Anyway.
Don't buy the coffee mug and the mouse pad and the...
Just get the ad. Wrote everything your mom said about you not being the cause of the divorce isn't true. Love, Dad. You'll be the most talked about ad in the entire book.
They do proofread the ads, I think. They can't be vulgar or horrifying.
Everything your mom said wasn't true.
We ought to do a segment one day. Most horrifying yearbook ad submissions.
I don't even want to know.
That would be so funny. Hope you don't turn out to be a drunk like your grandfather. Love, Mom. You know what I mean?
And misspell every word in the ad.
Now, they do proofread them.
Darn.
I'm sorry.
Well, I almost feel guilty that the quarter page seems too small now, but I'm not buying the full page.
Well,
that's silly.
They will marry your quarter page with someone else who doesn't love their child as much. And then so your quarter goes with their quarter. And then together you make a half.
By the way, and I'm only playing this because Travis cut this clip for us, and it was funny. We were talking about Maya got her learner's permit the other day on Friday. So I took her out Saturday to teach her how to drive. Mm-hmm. We did it over here at the Bovard parking lot because there was nobody there.
Yeah.
Travis said, did it sound a little bit like this?
Tina, you're kind of headed toward the only other car in the lot. You have plenty of time to turn, Tina, so just go ahead. Turn one way or the other. You're just swerving back and forth. Turn one way and stick with it, Tina. Tina, for the love of God, turn away or stop. The brakes, Tina, on the left. You're about to hit that car. The brakes, hit the brakes. Oh, my God, it's bad.
I ruined the car.
You did. You really did.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
I can't drive with them when they're learning.
Oh, good.
I don't drive with them now.
Anyway.
You know what? If you scream stop, oh my God, or their name, they freak out.
Did you do any of the training on the car driving?
I started with the oldest.
Oh, it did not go well. I remember.
I immediately knew I cannot do this with my anxiety. I can't, because my poor son was like.
Did you go to a parking lot?
Stop screaming, Jack. I don't know what you mean. I'd go, Jack! And he would go.
Oh my God.
What? Well, I almost got struck on my side of the car. Like, I think he wanted me to scream, you're about to get hit on my right side, versus just screaming his name, mm-hmm. which is not indicative of really anything other than fear.
Directions would be nice.
Terror.
Yeah, some sort of, like, input.
Our third one is driving now, and I said, sweetheart, I love you so much. It's not, you got to go to your dad for that. It's for you.
It almost always becomes the man's job. And that's not an indictment.
I just said
the way
for
it is.
You... Not for me, but for your comfort level, because I will scream things out like, dear God, we're all going to die. And they don't like that when they're 13.
Somebody writes, for everyone with daughters, get your daughters two tassels. They'll need it for their next profession.
Oh, God. Scott Parks. And right here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Head on out to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Maybe you have a new driver. They have got some great deals going on right now at Volkswagen Lee Summit. One of the things I love the most, though, about all of the cars and makes and models they have on that lot, whether you're in the market for a new car or a used car, they got something for everybody out there, and the safety features are amazing. I always brag about the safety features on those cars, and I've driven them all. The Atlas, the Tiguan, the Jetta, they all have amazing safety features. Those backup cameras on those new Volkswagens are large, clear as day. You're going to love those. But did you also know they have those side sensory systems so that if someone is driving in your blind spot, it will let you know? It's one of my favorite things about those Volkswagens. And there seems to be this problem around town with people driving in your blind spot. I don't know what that's about, but it will alert you. There's somebody back there. They shouldn't be back there. Do not change lanes. Super helpful safety feature on all of those Volkswagens. Head on out to Volkswagen Lee's Summit now. Tell them you want to drive Dana's car or go online and check out their inventory. VWLeesSummit.com, VWLeesSummit.com, or Volkswagen Lee's Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road.
Oh, I know. I don't want to take it anymore. PBS reporting a headline, because I am not at the end of the show going to talk about kids getting run over by people at the bus stop. I just can't do it.
Could we just generally say, put your phone down and pay attention, because we've had so many children struck in the last week.
In the last week, I think 9 children have been struck by people not paying attention near the bus stop. It's not like school started yesterday. Okay? Focus, peoples. Headline from PBS NewsHour, 100 years later, the madness of daylight saving time endures. By the way, it is 5:54 at the moment, and it is pitch black dark outside. That makes me very unhappy. 100 years after Congress passed the first daylight saving legislation, more and more people are doubting the wisdom of changing the clock. Amen. By the way, that's something that when Rod and I run for president again in 2020, we will be doing away with daylight saving time. You will not move your clock forward. You will not move it backward. It will stay. And that way you don't have to screw with every clock in your house that you can't figure out. And you don't have to deal with it.
My wife has been asking me for 2 days now, is that the right time? Is that the right time? Yes, I changed every clock. Well, is that the right time?
We had one clock yesterday that I hadn't switched over. It was on the stove. Sarah came down. She had to be at work at like 11:30 or something yesterday morning. The clock read 10:45. She's like, oh my God, I'm late. I'm going to be late. I go, hon, it's 9:45. I just haven't had time to change it back yet. About gave a 17-year-old girl a heart attack.
Why do we...
The old argument that I always heard was that it was for farmers.
Farmers needed more time.
You don't get more time by rolling the clock back. It's not like the sun goes, oh, you need another hour? I'll give you another hour. The sun is still up for the same amount of time, whether you roll the clock back or not. Can a farmer, what, has to be in the field at 5:30 in the morning in November? Haven't most crops already been harvested? What are you doing out there? And why can't you do it at 7? Why do you have to do it at 6?
I got to get out there before the wife gets up.
Yeah.
And plow the fields?
The fields have already been plowed.
Not be in the house when the wife gets up.
Yeah.
Is there one state I want to say?
Indiana.
Reese, is it Indiana that said we're done?
And part of Arizona.
Well, that's ridiculous. If you're going to do it, do it. Don't split your state into thirds and be like, okay, it's going to be 5 o'clock here, but if you go over there, it's 4, and if you go over there, it's 6.
Well, look, if you look at the map, there are some states, including western Kansas, where the timeline actually runs through the state. So if you live in this town over here, it is now 5:56. But in western Kansas, if you look across the street, it's 4:56 over there. That's dumb. It should run only on state lines. I know people are calling in. We're out of time tonight. I've always heard it's for farmers. It's already chilly. It's not going to get any warmer. So why are we rolling the clock back? You want to get up at 6 and go work in your... Well, I got my son to help me out with the field. How many farmers still have 10-year-old sons hanging around the house? And can't they work after school? Well, we got the football. Okay. It's dumb. And when Rod and I win the presidency and vice presidency and we're off to Washington in 2020, we will end daylight saving time. That is a promise that will be kept. Promises made, promises kept. Right, Rod?
Damn straight.
You're damn right. Mm-hmm. And we're going to limit the number of questions you have to answer at the gas pump.
And no more self-checkout.
No more self-checkout. That's right.
Had it.
We've all had it. Parks Babcock 2020. I got to work on that.
And they cannot ask you, I'm going to put a number on it, 9 questions at the pump when it's winter. This happened to me yesterday.
No. Dana, that's our original campaign pledge.
Questions. Would you like a receipt? What is your zip code? Would you like a car wash? What is your points reward card? There was a new one. I just
What's
asked
your blood type?
Yes.
O positive. I mean, come on. Jeez. That was the original one that we ran on in 2016.
It drives me. No, how about I just put gas in my car?
That's fine with me.
That's all I want to do.
Then you need to vote Parks Babcock 2020.
And then how come when you put the thing in, sometimes you start it and it just goes click and it won't let you do it?
Get that fixed. We'll work on that. Somebody says, Scott, can I go ahead and put a yard sign in my yard for you and Babcock? Absolutely. Hope so. We're going to win this time. We got to run.
Right.
On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my running mate in 2020, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe.
I did this one too.
And be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, federal safety investigators running into issues at the scene of a helicopter crash that killed two newlyweds. More next.
Dana Wright here for his good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and LowCostLifeInsurance.com. Go to LowCostLifeInsurance.com. Plug in whether or not you're a man or a woman, whether or not you smoke, the state you live in, and how much coverage you think you need. Boom, that's all you got to do. All of these quotes are right there at your fingertips, and you are going to love the service you get from Stuart Woodbury through LowCostLifeInsurance.com. Any questions you have, he has been doing this work for decades in Kansas City. All of your life insurance needs and questions will be answered. And all you got to do is go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com. How much do you need? What type of coverage do you need? When can you stop with the coverage? That's an important one and is the overall goal. Stuart Woodbury will tell you that. Don't forget, they always do an annual review. If you've had any kind of life change, a divorce, a marriage, a baby, they make sure you are covered appropriately year to year when you have Stuart Woodbury in your corner. 816-792-0700 is the number to call. 816-792-0700 or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.